Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and we're here today with Darren Linton, whose gift is opening to the angelic realms. He has an amazing connection, and his gift to share with the world, and quite literally the world, is how to help others to open to this kind of communion and connection, just to receive the support, the healing, you know, also transformation and help even on the very practical level, like how to deal better with our lives. If we're looking for a parking spot, if we're looking for a new job, a new house, this connection can be very important. And today we're going to be connecting with the archangels, which is even a higher level and more to do with our spiritual advancement and really embodying spirit in our day-to-day lives. You know, but first I want to thank you for taking the time to join us. Your presence is so important. We feel you. We shape our programming. To everyone present during our calls, during our live calls, and this is a live call, Darren's calling in from England to be with us. That's why we're broadcasting earlier today. And all the people who choose to live to join us after the live recording, to join us by listening to the replay. So we really appreciate you, and please join me in welcoming Darren. Darren, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jacqueline. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'd like to bid a warm welcome and say hello to everyone listening to us today. I hope that what's going to be unfolding during the time we have together will somehow touch a part of you, maybe inspire you, or lead to some confirmation for you, or help to uplift you or give you hope and encouragement in some way. So I hope that during the course of our time of talking and also doing a meditation with the beautiful archangels, it will help each of you in some way. So I'm honored to be here as a representative of them to share their love for humankind. So thank you for bringing me back on to the series of your shows, Jacqueline.
Oh, thank you. And I have to say, and I sent you a note about this, I was so touched when one of my friends was, close friend, going through kind of a tough time and disappeared for just a little bit. And when we were in touch again, he said he'd been through a rough patch and he had listened to our interview together with the archangels and the angels and the masters last time, about 20 times. And
wow.
Just for the vibration and for the healing power in that call, as well as the content, of course. So, Darren, can you tell us a little bit about how your path evolved and how you came to be so expert in this kind of communication, as well as sharing, you know, the ability, you know, helping people to learn how to connect themselves?
Okay, certainly, Jacqueline, and I'll see if I can tell the story in a way that kind of that people can relate to and resonate with as well. For a long period, I wasn't at all interested in angels or very much in the way of spirituality at all. My original background, like yours, I think, Jacqueline, was in the world of big business, and I spent about the first 10 years or so of my life in that, and then I decided I got bored of helping big businesses make lots of money and moved into training and coaching and working with people and small businesses to help them improve themselves and their lives in all different ways. And I really enjoyed helping people and being of service. And that felt good because helping others is, I think, the most fulfilling way we can actually live our lives. And during that time of training and coaching and helping people, I had some health issues. Had a very serious illness for which there was no treatment, no known cure. And that was chronic fatigue, I don't mind sharing that, which goes by other names as well. So as a way of trying to deal with it, I started exploring the world of mind, body, and spirit to try and heal my own ailments. And that led me to exploring many different and wonderful different avenues. And it was quite a few years later that someone walked into my office one day and said, Darren, you're quite interested in spiritual things, aren't you? I said, yes, somewhat guardedly. Why do you ask? And this chap said, extravagantly, oh, I'm the UK's foremost psychic trainer. I've been sent by spirits to train you spiritually and psychically, and I run a development group on a Monday night. It's free to come. I've been told to invite you. Would you like to come along and learn all about channeling spirits? I thought, well, there's an invitation you don't get every day. How quite kind of that.
Especially in your office, yes.
Especially in your office, yes. So I said to people, I did my kind of my fish impersonation there, just sit there kind of open mouthed, gaping, and eventually sort of said, yeah, okay. So I'd always been a bit of a seeker and a bit of an explorer of the higher truths. I felt there was kind of more to this life than just the human dimensions. So I went along out of curiosity, and sure enough, within a couple of weeks, I found that I was opening up. I was receiving messages from a whole range of different beings, and people were amazed at the accuracy and very touched by some of the messages I brought through for them, and I was amazed as well. And also discovered I was able to do some healing on people, which at the time was quite unheard of. This is long before the days of Reiki and the many forms of healing that many other people do. So I was quite astounded by this and touched by it. And then this chap said, sorry, everyone, Spirit told me I've got to go to Australia. I'm off. Bye-bye. And he left. I said, okay, oh, I've got this gift. You've opened it up in me, but you can't just leave me with this and disappear. That's not very fair. So I spent a bit of time saying to myself, okay, what am I supposed to do with this gift? This strange thing has happened to me. And I know from talking to many of my clients, some people start receiving messages, they start noticing they have healing gifts, things start happening with them, sometimes unrequested. So sometimes spirit can start working with us, whether or not we've asked for it or not. That does occasionally happen. Anyway, I decided to offer a prayer to God, saying, God, I've had a great life up to now, thank you. I'm happy to use these gifts in your service. Tell me what you would like to do. How can I serve? And it took me a while to find the answer to that, but eventually I got the message that what God wanted me to do was to help other people to learn how to connect with the angels so that other people can get help and guidance with their lives, so that they can be guided onto the right path for themselves, so that they can live happier, better, healthier, more fulfilling lives, and so they can also touch the lives of other people as well. And the more of us that do this, live and work in service of spirits, then the greater the positive impact on the world. And we see that increasingly growing interest in mind-body-spirit matters and a growth of interest in spirituality and environmentalism and peace and caring for the planet. So gradually, we are together helping to transform this dear world of ours. And that was the idea behind the message. And the angels said to me, we know you don't know what to do yet, Darren. And I said, what's the first step? And I said, first step is just get your business cards done. That will be like a message to yourself that you're ready. And then we'll guide you from there. And I thought, okay, well, I've asked. They've told me what they want me to do. They've told me what the first step is. I can either follow the guidance or I can ignore it. Why would I ignore it when I've just received this guidance? And so I chose to follow their guidance. And in fact, I'd been feeling at that point that it was time for me to move on from training and coaching and work. I felt there was something more I was supposed to be doing. So actually, it was perfect timing for me. So I got my business cards done and people started showing up and I started helping them to connect with the angels, and they were getting amazing messages through about all aspects of their lives and walking out cock-a-hoop, happy, walking on air, inspired with their lives. And I was sitting there going, this is absolutely extraordinary and amazing. And then after a while, the angels said, what we'd like to do with you, Darren, is we'd like to give you a process that will make it really easy for people to connect with us, because we want to be connecting with people all over the world. And the more people we can connect with, the more people we can help and guide forward with their lives. So I said, that makes perfect sense. So they gave me the process. It just appeared in my mind, kind of in a flash. And I kind of went, oh, wow, that is brilliant. Now I understand why you get me doing A and B first of all, because when people have done A and B, then C and D are easier. When I've done A, B, C and D, E, F and G are a piece of cake. Wow, fantastic. So I thought, I can't wait to try this out. How wonderful to be given this process for connecting with the angels by the angels themselves. So I just so happened to have an angel workshop coming up. So I tried out the process in the workshop, and everybody connected with the angels. They saw what they looked like. They felt beautiful energies. They discovered the angels' names. They got messages through. And the whole workshop ran like a dream. And I thought, wow, this process really works. Shouldn't be surprised, because the angels gave it to me. So then I thought, okay, what's going to be the best way to share this around the world? And the idea came up to put it into a home study course, so that people could learn to connect with the angels and the archangels, which is our main theme for tonight, wherever they are in the world, whenever they are ready. And me being me, I like to make sure that whatever I'm offering actually works for people, not just teaching theory for theory's sake. So I decided to do a test, and I put a little advert in a spiritual magazine saying wanted 20 or 30 people to test the new angel course, and 300 people tiny little head. I thought, wow, they really want this to happen. I thought, I better get on with producing the course then. And I channeled the course. By that point, I'd become very easy and adept at communicating with the angels. And I just put pen to paper, and I just wrote, they wrote the whole course through me, and typed it up, recorded the meditations to go with it, and sent it out to people month by month. It's in various monthly stages. And got this flood of letters back saying, thank you so much. I've connected with my angels and the archangels, and I've been healed, and my family's happier, and I've got a new job, and I've been inspired to write a book. And it just, this flood of messages came back from all over the world, people telling me how touched and how blessed they and their lives had been through connecting with the angelic realms.
It must be so gratifying.
Wonderful.
What a blessing.
So that course has been winding its way out to over 60 countries all around the world over the past 10 years or so. And I've been continuing to work with people on one-to-one basis since, and developing my connections and their connections. And it is just always such a pleasure, and it's just so incredible that when people get this connection with the angels, they feel it, they sense it, they feel uplifted, they feel inspired. And miraculous shifts start happening in their life. It, even after about 15 years or so of doing this, it never ceases to amaze and delight me, and thankfully never ceases to amaze and delight my clients as well. Mm-hmm. So it's always an honor to have the opportunity to share this with people who maybe have been interested in angels, maybe have been calling on angels and archangels to help them, but are interested to know, how else can they help me? What can they really do for me with my life, and how do I build that connection with them? So that's what we're going to be touching upon during the course of our conversation today.
And just curious, did your own health matters clear up when you connected with the angels?
My health matters have cleared up now. Interestingly, it didn't clear up instantly for me, so I didn't have a miraculous healing of my health, unlike many people. And what that did was that kind of kept me on the spiritual path and kept me exploring and working in this way. So I can see a kind of higher wisdom behind not giving me a miraculous cure, because it led me to want to explore higher and higher realms and different ways of helping people and exploring different avenues of healing and working with the divine. But happily, I'm now restored and fully healthy, and able to work fully again and to help more and more people.
Perfect. And our topic now is about connecting with the archangels. And we worked earlier with the angelic realm. How would you describe the difference between connecting with our angels and then connecting with the archangels?
Okay, that's probably good to clarify that, Jacqueline. Yeah, so the angels are here to help us all, and we have angels assigned to us to look after us. So we have at least that one guardian angel whose job is to keep us safe and protected and make sure we don't have a serious car crash or leave this planet prematurely. So if anyone has a sense of having had lucky escapes, near misses in cars or on other occasions, that's your guardian angel doing a good job of looking after you. And we can also communicate with angels. Many people start by calling angels to them, and when it comes to actually learning to hear messages, many start with communicating with the angels first of all, which is what I did. I originally had two angels that began communicating with myself. One was a normal angel called Michael, not the archangel, and he was very kind of matter-of-fact and business-like and very kind of masculine. This is what you need to do, Darren. Do this. 1, 2, 3, ABC, get on with it. And then I had a very soft, feminine, female angel assigned to me to begin with called Clarissa. And she was very gentle, very loving. Be compassionate to yourself. Be kind and loving towards others, Darren. So she spoke in a very different way, different language, much softer. And then having communicated with them for a few months, the first of the archangels to communicate with me was Archangel Michael. And he's the one that probably most people would know and connect with first of all. And the archangels are a higher level of angel to the angelic realms. And the archangels have overarching responsibilities as their archangels, or archangels rather. And they tend to have specialist areas which they help people with. And we'll come on to talk about the different archangels and the different areas that they specialize in so that people can know who to call upon. Working with angels is wonderful and magical and beautiful. Working with archangels can be said to be even better because they are more powerful and can help to make things happen even more swiftly and easily than working with angels. But many people will have a team of different angels and archangels, sometimes spirit guides as well, working with them. So opening up to include the archangels as part of your team of divine helpers here to help you makes perfect sense. And I often say to people these days that given the choice between trying to go through life as mere mortals, as human beings, trying to do everything on our own, by ourselves, through sheer force of will and effort, or opening up to angelic and divine guidance, having help, having guidance, having miracles happen, which do you imagine will be easier? Which do you imagine will have life flow more beautifully and wonderfully? Obviously, working with the higher realms and angelic realms adds a whole new dimension to life. So we can have an ordinary life, or we can choose to embrace working with the angels and have an extraordinary life, a life of magic and miracles that has our lives improve and develop on a whole much better line of development. And so that's why I continue to encourage people to link with the angels and archangels and the divine, because it makes such a difference to our lives. And as I was saying earlier, together we help to raise the vibration of the planet.
And actually, a few moments. Go ahead.
Now's probably a good a time as any to say this. I was talking to the archangels this morning and asking them if anything they wanted to get across to people. And they said they had three messages that they wanted me to pass on. So if I may share those with the people.
Please. Please.
Okay. The first one was from Archangel Gabriel, who is the messenger angel. Gabriel told Jesus and Mary about the impending birth. Told Joseph and Mary about the impending birth of Jesus. And it was Gabriel who dictated the Quran to Mohammed, and Gabriel was the bringer of new messages. And Gabriel said he wanted to give people a message of hope and inspiration. There's a lot of changes going on in the world. The world is going through a spiritual transformation into a whole new era. And for some people, that's wonderful. For other people, it brings changes. It brings uncertainty. People may be facing a whole range of different problems in their lives. And Gabriel said that he wanted people to know that the angels and the archangels and the divine are here to help us all. So it's a message of hope and inspiration. They are but a prayer away, and we have only to ask on them to start receiving their help and to start seeing our lives taking a turn for the better. And they can help us with all the different problems we have. So healing issues from the past and from childhood, help with current challenges, be them health or finding a job or developing work or healing others, or, as you touched upon earlier, help with our own spiritual growth and ascension and moving forward with our lives onto our highest path and our path of growth so that we can make our biggest contribution to others in the world. So that's the first message. The second message is to call upon them more. There is a wealth of support and love from the heavens waiting for us. They love us all. They want to help us all. And they say to call upon them even more often than we do already, because they are delighted to help. That's what they're here for. They're here to help us and help us to work with us to create a better planet for everyone. And the third message was that they want to co-create a better future with everybody. What do I mean by co-creating? Well, if we believe in the angels, we certainly should be calling on them to help them. But it is a journey we go through together. They want us to use our gifts, our talents, our passions, which we may or may not even be aware of yet, because they want us to use those so that we have fulfilling, abundant, happy lives, but also so that we can contribute to the development of other people and in so doing contribute to healing the whole planet. So they can't change the world without us here on Earth helping to bring through the energies, bring through the guidance, and helping to make the changes on planet Earth. So it's a co-creation. They want to work with us. And by helping us to enhance our lives, they can also bring love and inspiration and energy used to other people and to the whole world. So in a nutshell, it's, you know, have hope, have inspiration. They're here to help us. They love us all. They want to help. And they want to move forward with us, helping our lives, helping everybody else.
And we need to initiate the call.
We do. We have to invite them into our lives, invite them to help us, and be willing to, dare I say, kind of do the work, make the effort, make the time to connect with them, to listen to them, to follow their guidance, to build the connection with them. We can't just kind of snap our fingers and order them to do everything for us like the genie of the lamp. We need to kind of work with them and build that connection.
Okay.
It would be nice if they just acted like the genie of the lamp and just waved their magic hands and had everything instantly be wonderful for us, but it tends not to work that way. We have lessons to learn. Our soul needs to continue its path of spiritual growth. So we need to be working with them and tuning in and receiving their loving support and guidance.
You know, earlier you mentioned, I believe you said that there are eight archangels, perhaps more, but these are the most known ones and that they have different roles. Can you talk to us about that? You introduced Gabriel, but can you tell us about the others?
Yep, certainly, Jacqueline. These are the eight I've found tend to come through most often when I'm working with people. There are others as well, covered in various of the books. But I thought it might be nice to introduce people to, or remind people perhaps of these eight archangels. And when we do a meditation a little bit later on, we can see which one or which ones come through for people. So yes, I mentioned Gabriel, the messenger angel. I also touched briefly upon Archangel Michael, who's the one that perhaps most people are familiar with. And Michael has probably the broadest number of roles. So Archangel Michael is the angel of protection. So he can help to clear us of negative energies, place protection around us. He also gives us strength, he gives us courage, and we can ask for protection for our loved ones and others as well. Archangel Michael is also the archangel of our life path and purpose. So if people need help with the direction of their lives, seeing there's something more they should be doing and want some guidance, Michael is the one to call upon there. And as well as protecting us, giving us strength, giving us courage, guiding us on our paths, as if he wasn't busy enough already, Archangel Michael is also the archangel of technology. So
really?
If you have problems with your computer or other aspects of technology, call on Michael. And
I will
solve them instantly. I've done that so many times. I had a client recently say that she had her computer packed up. She called one of these computer doctors, asked him to come out and sort it out. Then she remembered the prayer to Michael, called on Michael, turned the computer back on, worked perfectly. Called up the computer doctor, said, don't need you anymore, computer's working. He said, how did that happen? She said, well, I just called on Michael and he sorted it out for me. It can be as simple as that. So Michael's a wonderful one that many people call upon, and another one that many people know, particularly those interested or involved in healing, is Archangel Raphael. And Raphael is the Archangel of Healing and Healers. So if you need help with healing yourself, or you would like help with healing other people, Archangel Raphael is the one to call upon. And many healers will notice when they call upon him, they will feel an increase in the energy around them. And if you're giving healing to other people, you'll find that the healing you pass on will be enormously boosted. And you might get messages and other guidance as well to help the person you're healing as well. Interestingly, they tend to appear in fairly clear ways with people, because when I work with people, people tend to see the angels and feel them and actually get messages from them. So Michael usually appears as a very strong, quite tall, very handsome male. Sometimes he'll look a little bit like a Greek warrior. Sometimes he's carrying a sword or a shield, but a very strong, say, handsome warrior-like person, because he offers that strength and protection for us. Whereas Raphael will tend to appear quite often with a green energy or green clothing, looking more like an ordinary bloke, a kind of normal size, not particularly strong or handsome and rugged. Sorry, Raphael, it's just how he tends to choose to appear to most people. So those are three of the classic four archangels that have been talked about in history. The fourth of the classic four is Archangel Uriel. And Archangel Uriel is the Archangel of Peace. Peace both in the sense of bringing peace on earth, also peace in the sense of peace within ourselves, because we need both. We need to create that peace within ourselves to help bring peace across the planet. And Uriel tends to be accompanied by a yellow or a golden light, often not particularly clear in its appearance. It might be more of a kind of hazy outline of some angelic being, but with that kind of that yellowish or golden glow all around him. And if people are suffering particularly from kind of stress and anxiety and worry, then calling on Uriel can be a great way to bring peace to yourself, or to others if you want to call on the archangels to help other people as well. So those are the classic four. Archangel Michael, by the way, tends to be known for a kind of deep indigo blue colour, which is often accompanied by him when he comes through to work with people. Now, in addition to those, there are some others with different roles. One that might appeal to many people is Archangel Shamuel, which is spelled C-H-A-M-U-E-L. And Shamuel is the Archangel of Love and of Relationships. So he helps in all of those sorts of matters. And as the Archangel of Love and Relationships, you can probably guess what Shamuel's color is, Jacqueline.
Pink.
Correct. Absolutely right. So a pink energy would signify Shamuel's presence. And moving swiftly along, another one that I like to work with is slightly less well-known, Archangel Zadkiel. That's spelled Z-A-D-K-I-E-L. And Archangel Zadkiel is the Archangel of Teachers, and particularly spiritual teachers. And he's represented by the color of purple, which is particularly a good color for transformation, transmuting negative into positive, and for spiritual growth. And Zadkiel also has a fairly familiar appearance in that he'll usually turn up as a kind of wise wizard-type appearance with a kind of long flowing cloak and a beard and moustache and sometimes long hair. So he'll look very wizard-like. And he also deals a lot with symbols and sacred energies. So people sometimes get strange pictures, visuals, symbols when they're working with Zadkiel as well. So Zadkiel is great if you're interested in your own spiritual growth, in unlocking the mysteries of the universe, or if you're involved in teaching spiritual things to other people and want greater energy and assistance and knowledge with that. Another one I was talking to earlier in the day, a very uplifting archangel to call upon, is Archangel Jophiel, spelt J-O-P-H-I-E-L. And And she is the archangel of really all the good things in life, appreciating nature, appreciating music, arts, and particularly creative pursuits. So if someone is involved in any of those arts, then calling on Jophiel can help you to develop your work, your music, your writing, whatever the project is you're working on. And she has a very uplifting, very happy, very joyful energy. So if you find yourself smiling for no known reason, but you feel an archangel with you, that will be Jophiel. So a very happy, jolly archangel to work with. And because she's about celebrating nature as well as the good things in life, green tends to be her colour. And then the last of my favourite eights, which is one I know that you know well, Jacqueline, is Archangel Metatron. And Metatron is kind of the father of the archangels, the kind of overarching archangel. And Metatron's main role is helping people who are involved in projects that help the planet. So it's no surprise that you have a link with him yourself, Jacqueline. And Metatron tends to add greater power to those people who are involved in projects to serve the planet. So he tends to communicate fairly clearly, has a very strong, powerful energy, often comes through as a bright white color. Very occasionally it might come through as silver, even more occasionally as a kind of rainbow-colored light, but a really powerful, huge presence, absolutely enormous being, and a great privilege whenever one gets to work with Metatron as well. So there's a little taste of some of the archangels that people can call upon. There is actually a guide to those on my website, in case people didn't quite catch that or write it all down. If you click through to my website sometime, perhaps via the offer page, there's a whole section introducing different angels and archangels. So why do we want to call on them? Because, as I mentioned earlier, they have greater power, greater abilities to help our own lives and to help us to make a difference to other people. So if you're involved in healing, you can call upon any or all of them to develop your healing abilities so that your healing grows and has even more of a wonderful impact on those people that you're treating. They can also help you to move forward with your lives, whether you're a healer or involved in any other of the many aspects of human life. They can help to heal you, to guide you to new jobs, help you with your spiritual growth, help you with family, help you in all sorts of different ways. So why not call upon them, ask them, and see how they can help you? And I've got a few suggestions of different ways how people can do that, but let me come
please,
back to you.
Yes,
back.
That was the next question. Why and then how?
Why is because it makes such a difference to our lives. Let me give you two or three quick examples here. One lady came to me. She was already doing healing, but she felt that there was something missing. She felt a bit stuck. Her work wasn't progressing. It wasn't quite flowing as well. She wasn't quite as abundant as she wanted to be. And we helped her to connect with the archangels. And the archangels, this is probably relevant here, help with the ascension of the planet in that they can open up and access the different higher energies that are here to help all of us on the planet. So what I did with this lady is by helping her to link with the archangels, they brought through higher energies for her, and they told her they wanted her to pass these higher energies on to people, because they said people were now ready for these advanced energies. And they showed her how to do that, and she was delighted by that. It made perfect sense to her. And she said suddenly her whole business took off. People started turning up out of the blue. Her diary and schedule got booked solid. Her business got incredibly busy. Her healing jumped enormously. People were getting far better results, far faster. She was more abundant, and she was just loving these higher energies pouring through her and knowing that she was being of even greater service to the world. So without them, she was a bit stuck and a bit frustrated. With them, her work jumped to a whole new level of service, a whole new level of happiness for her life.
Thank you for that example.
Sorry, go on.
There are a number of people in our audience who do have healing gifts and some who want to start professionally and some who want to have more impact and more abundance professionally. So that was a great example.
Okay, well, thank you. Another example is maybe particularly for those who are interested in starting and don't know how, is that when you call upon the angels and the archangels to help you, they can guide you and show you how to move forward to actually do your work. Actually, I'll give you a couple of quick examples here. So I have a good friend called Viv who had this inner knowing that she was here to open a healing center and to be able to offer healing and have different people working there and running courses. And she was pretty much broke, out of work, a single mother, had absolutely no idea how to bring this about. But she started connecting with the angels and archangels, and 6 months later she got in touch. She said, "You'll never believe what's happened." I said, "What's that, Viv?" She said, "I've been invited by this lady I've met to join her in founding a healing center, and we've actually got a government award to refurbish this building that she's aware of, so we can actually have it created exactly the way we want it to do." And it came up completely out of the blue.
Wow.
And I just kind of sat there amazed, going, aren't the angels wonderful? They can create these opportunities for us where logically it just doesn't seem possible. So that would be one example. Another lady I know in the US actually was feeling at a loss in life, kind of unhappy at home, got bored of her job. She had some spiritual experiences, been exploring, had taken a few healing courses, but just didn't feel clear, didn't know where life was going, was feeling frustrated, felt there must be some answers, there must be a way forward for our life. So we connected her to the archangels, and they said that, yes, they did want her to move into healing, but what they wanted her to do is they wanted her to write a book about the new higher energies coming into the planet to make people aware of them and to help people understand how to start accessing these. And they said they would channel the book through her, and then when she'd written the book, as the book went out into the world, that would help draw people to her, and she would have this whole process for healing people and helping people to connect with, you know, divine love, divine light, even higher healing and more powerful energies than ever before. And that was the way forward for her life. And they gave her a vision of, she saw herself having an office by the sea on the coast, with lots of people doing healings, doing talks and group workshops, and having a wonderful life with lots of friends, and seeing her children older, really doing well. So that vision really uplifted her, and she's found that her life has started progressing in that direction quite miraculously. And so how wonderful to go from being stuck, confused, frustrated, to being given a vision for your life, being told how the angels would like to work with her, and having things actually happen and start moving forward. I could go on with hundreds of examples, but I hope that gives people a little flavor of just how much help they can bring to our lives.
Absolutely. And I'm sure the question, and we've got a lot of raised hands and questions pouring in. I'm sure one of the key questions is, how do we do this ourselves? I know you said before, you know, it begins with asking for help. Is there anything else you can share with us about how to connect with the archangels?
Okay, certainly. They reminded me, they wanted me just to mention kind of four stages of working with angels and archangels. So that's probably a good place to come in, and then I can go into how to develop people's connections further, if that'll be all right with you.
Sure, of course.
Okay, the four, obviously a simplification, four stages of working with angels and archangels. Stage one tends to be people who have become interested in them. So maybe you've had a spiritual experience, or you've been told you've got an angel with you, or you started finding feathers, or maybe you've had a dramatic experience being saved from an accident or some sort of a dramatic spiritual experience. And you thought, it's time to look into this a bit more and find out more about the angels and the archangels and the angelic realms. So for those sorts of people that are just exploring, it's obviously good to read about them, get some books, learn more about them, and to begin to call upon them for some, perhaps some simple signs and help. So that could be finding white feathers, which are a classic sign of the angels, finding coins, seeing repetitive numbers, which can give messages, or just finding signs in other ways, like songs on the radio, articles and books that just happen to fall open at the right page and give you the answers that you need, having prayers being answered, just seeing little signs and miracles happening to get that sense of like, wow, they really are there. And then if you wish, you can call them in to come into your lives in even more ways and make themselves better known to you. So that's the first stage, just kind of gently exploring and starting to build your faith and belief in them. The second stage, where some people might have reached, could be termed the crossroads, or for some people, a crisis stage in the life. So this is where the universe forces us to awaken, take stock of ourselves, and quite often almost forces us to call on a higher power to help us with our lives. This is like, you know, God, I'm stuck. I don't know how to resolve this. Please come and help me. And that's where sometimes people will have dramatic experiences. So I know of people seeing angels appear to them at times when they've been depressed or suicidal. Other people, when they've been really low, have felt angels or archangels come and give them a hug or wrap their wings around them or stroke their cheek or stroke their hair, which has been enormously comforting and uplifting for them. Or they may see dramatic events happening in their lives. So sometimes when people call upon archangels, amazing things happen. So a couple of people that I'm working with at the moment have just dramatically come into many thousands of dollars in completely unexpected, miraculous ways in order to help them clear their debts and help them to move forward with their lives. And it's been astonishingly quick and miraculous how that has come about. Other people do sometimes have dramatic healing of physical symptoms and issues which can get cleared up either as a result of direct intervention or through guidance from the angels or archangels. I know one lady who was severely sick, nothing seemed to help her get better. She called on the angels for help, and she had a very powerful vision of being surrounded by crystals, and she saw that as a sign to go see a crystal healer. And that's what she did. And sure enough, the crystal healer completely cleared her so miraculously that she was inspired to learn crystal healing herself so that she could start offering that to other people. So in the times of crisis, it makes even more sense to call on the angels and archangels to help us clear the problems, resolve the issues, and lead us forward onto a new and higher path for our lives. So that's stage two. Stage three is where people have decided that this is wonderful, they want to be working with the angels, they want to spend their lives making a difference and helping others. Could be healing, could be teaching, could be through art, it could be working with children or starting some sort of center or charity. Could be in a number of different ways. Could be helping animals, could be helping the planet. So they decide to embark on this new journey to make a difference in this world with the help of the angelic realms. And so they are, you know, starting out, developing their work, being guided, being supported, watching it grow and watching it develop. And that is a wonderful and a magical time, I know, from when I was first starting as well. It's like, wow, this is happening. Things are turning up for me. I'm being guided. Clients are showing up. Amazing things are starting to happen. Wow, this is just so amazing and so wonderful. It's like a whole new path and phase of life opening up for you. So that's a beautiful phase. And people in that phase will already be working with the angels and the archangels, but you can call upon them even more and develop your connection and strengthen them in some ways I'll mention in a few moments. And then the fourth stage, which may apply to, I think, many of your listeners as well, Jacqueline, is for people who have become quite masterful in their work. So they may have been doing healing or spiritual teaching or helping people for a long while and feeling very comfortable, but have a sense that there's like a whole new level waiting for them to go to. So maybe they just feel like, been doing it a long time, it's time to progress, to go a bit higher, or they're interested in their own spiritual growth. So calling on the archangels and asking them to take you forward to the next level of your own development. is a beautiful thing to do. And that's usually about being of even greater service to the planet. And this is typically when, for example, Metatron might come and step in and give people a vision of like, wow, I can not only just be helping people here, but wow, I could develop to this whole new level of perhaps helping people all around the world, maybe by writing a new book or developing courses or speaking in some way and reaching out to people. So it's about taking their own vibration to a much higher level. And it's about being of even greater service to the divine. It's kind of almost saying, as I did many years ago, let me serve. What do you want me to do next? And that's when even higher energies will come to you. The archangels will support you. And you will start to see your life evolving in even more miraculous ways and feeling that energy and seeing sensational things starting to fall into place for you as your influence on the planet expands out. And that's a real sense of like, wow, to do this is such a privilege and an honor to spend my life working with the divine, helping the world in this way. So a simplified set of different stages in terms of how people might progress, but hopefully people can get a little sense as to where they are on that little stage. So I'd just like to invite people to have a sense of where they are, because it might give you a sense of what's coming. So quick recap, stage one is kind of beginners, looking around, becoming curious. Stage two is the crossroads, the crisis, where you feel it's time to change your life and develop a whole new path for yourself. Stage three is beginning to develop this new life of service and helping others and making a difference. And stage four is where you've reached a certain level of mastery and feel it's time to step up and expand your work and make an even greater contribution to the planet. So just have a little note, see if you're at stage one, two, three, or four. And you might even want to ask the angels there. Help you move forward to the next one, depending where you're at, of course.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for that. I know we talked about having a meditation, and we also promised that we'd take some questions.
Yep.
Which would you like to do first?
I think probably the meditation would be good to do first, and then we can get some feedback from people, and there may be questions or points that come up that are generally valuable for people. I did mention some quick ways in which people can call on the angels, so I can do that in a minute or so in the interest of time.
Oh, would you please? Yes.
Deliver what we promised there. So some very quick tips for building your connection with the angels and the archangels. Step one is simply pray. Ask for them to come into your lives and help you. There's no set of words that are needed there, just a genuine prayer from your heart in whatever words, either out loud or silently. Secondly is to watch for signs, watch for things happening. So this could be visual signs, it could be things turning up in the post out of the blue, it could be noticing a poster in a shop window which seems to have a message that answers your question. It could be messages that are spoken to you by other people that answer your question. It could come through your intuition. It could come through visions or thoughts or prayers being answered miraculously. I've even had things like people in bookshops and a book will just fall off the shelf and they'll realize that's the perfect book for them. So watch out for signs. Thirdly, take time out to actually listen for the guidance from the divine. So that means having a bit of time to go within and relax. Often people will get words or visions or messages while they're meditating or perhaps while you're going for a walk in nature in a very nice relaxed time. This is kind of like the eureka moment. It can be in the bath as well, where you're nice and relaxed, your brain's quiet, and therefore you're open to the subtle messages coming through. It's like, oh, wow, what a fantastic idea. Thank you. So as well as asking, make sure that you're watching for answers and making time to hear the responses that come to you. And other than that, the other thing you can do is actually learn how to communicate with them, how to channel messages directly from them, so you can ask a question whenever you need help or guidance, and the answer will come straight back to you in the form of words and direct answers, so that you know if ever you have a problem, if you ever need guidance, you can simply tune into your angels, a bit like picking up the hotline to them, and get the answers back. And obviously that's what I teach people to do. And it'll be no surprise to hear that I have a very special offer that I'd like to make to you a little bit later on to help those of you that are interested in developing further to have that connection where you can channel not only messages, but you can channel angelic healing and higher energies through for yourself and for others and get even more guidance through for your life. But there are some quick, easy tips that anyone can do to start calling the angels into your life and start to receive more help.
Thank you.
Where
I think it would be wonderful if we could now give an experience through our meditation.
Okay, that will be lovely to do. I do hope people will stay around with us after the meditation as well, because one of the things that I'd like to do is a special offer to those who are interested. I have some angelic free gifts that I'd like to offer to everybody that's listening that would like some extra help and inspiration. And we can perhaps tell you how to do that after the meditation.
Yes, and we'll
yes,
open
let's
the
go to the meditation
some questions
then.
As well.
Oh, some questions will be good. So this meditation is designed to give you a taste of what it's like to connect and communicate with the archangels. I'll be leading you through this, and I'll invite one or more of them to come to you. And the idea being that you will feel their energies, and as you open up to them, you may get some words and thoughts and messages coming to you as well. And we're kind of diving straight into the middle of the angel course, as it were, to give you a real taster of what is possible. So I hope that you will receive some beautiful energies and hopefully some messages as well. So if everybody is ready, and obviously you need to be somewhere safe, obviously not driving or operating machinery or anything, as this is an eyes closed meditation. So when you're ready, if you'd like to just close your eyes, take a couple of moments to get yourself more relaxed and centered, and just take a nice deep breath. And I'd like to start by asking that you are each surrounded by a big ball of beautiful, high vibrational, divine white light and positive angel energy. So a big ball of angelic white light and energy. And just allow this beautiful light and energy to soak deeply into you, your body, your aura, the cells of your body, the spaces between the cells of your body, cleansing you of any lower energies or vibrations you may have come across recently that are no longer appropriate for you, and filling you up with angelic love, divine light, higher energies that can help you to connect safely and easily and have a wonderful connection with the archangels today. So just allow your entire being to be filled with this beautiful light and energy. And some of you might perhaps sense a feeling of growing a bit warm or a bit cool or a slight sense of tingling. It's fine if you do, it's fine if you don't. Then next, I'd like to imagine an even bigger ball of this divine white light and angel energy starting to build around you, like a bubble or like a cocoon of light wrapping itself around you. And imagine this starting at the bottom of your feet, coming up in and around your feet and ankles, coming up over your legs, heading upwards towards the top of your head. And as this light builds all around you, it cleanses, it purifies, and it raises the vibration of your spiritual bodies and the energies all around you. So just feel these energies growing around you. And I'd just like to ask the archangels and the divine to place a platinum dome of protection around everybody's homes and rooms, so that only angels, archangels, and the higher realms can come through and work with people today, so we're all safe and protected. And I'd like to ask that each person listening to this be blessed with beautiful energies, and that appropriate messages also be given to everybody appropriate. And we'd like to thank them all in advance for everything we're going to be receiving. We are truly grateful. Amen. So just continuing to feel this energy growing all around you till it gets to the top of your head. Some of you may be there already. A few others might just need it a little bit longer. So I'll just pause for a few moments, make sure that everybody is completely surrounded by this bubble of divine white light and positive angel energy. Then next I'd like to ask for a beam of light to shine down onto each of us from the heavens, a beam of archangel energy to further cleanse and energize and raise our vibration ready for this connection today. So imagine a huge beam of light pouring down on you from above, like a spotlight shining down onto you. And just allow this energy to pour into you and around you and to further energize yourself today. And you might like to notice what color the light is. Maybe it's white. Maybe if you've got a particular color, it might indicate which of the archangels is with you and is going to be working with you today. And we'll just give that a few moments. And next I'm going to use one of the easier methods for connecting with the angels and archangels, which is this. I'd just like to invite you to imagine a beautiful place in nature where you're going to meet and communicate with one or more archangels today. So this could be a beach, a mountaintop, a clearing in the woods, some gardens. Just allow a beautiful place to come to mind. It can either be a real place or an imaginary location. Just allow the perfect scene to come to you. And notice what this scene looks like. Notice what the weather is like there. And as you look around this scene, I'd like to ask that you be guided to the perfect exact spot where you're going to meet with the archangels today. So maybe there's a particular flower or a log or a tree or a little shell or just some place in the scene where you go, ah, here feels just perfect. So let yourself make yourself comfortable in that perfect location. And then next what I'd like to do is I'd like to ask for the most appropriate archangel or archangels to come to each person listening to this meditation. And I'd like to ask that they join you there at that spot in this beautiful location. And they can just appear out of thin air or walk in or fly in or join you there however they would like to. I'd like to ask that they join you there within the next 5 seconds or so, if they're not there already. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I'd just like you to get a sense, see if you can feel one or more beings there with you. And I'd like to welcome them. And I'd like to invite them to draw close to you and to connect with you energetically so you can feel their energies, perhaps even feel their love for you, and get an even stronger sense of what they look like, maybe even who they are. So just allow them to connect with you and to send you some initial energies. And just allow yourself to notice what this being or what these beings look like. Are they big, small, male, female? Do they have a particular color? So just notice whatever you can about them. Some people will see them in great detail. Some people get more of a sense of a spiritual being with them. It's fine either way. And if we may, we'd like to ask the archangels to let you know, if you don't know already, which archangel they are. So ask them for their name. And just trust whatever name you receive. And I'd like to start by asking them if they would like to send you either some healing or some new energies to help you or your life. And if they would like to send you some energies, can they please do so now? And if they don't want to send you any healing, can they perhaps just send you a sense of being welcomed and of welcoming you to their presence. And while they're sending you this welcoming energy or sending you the healing or the new energies, I'd like to invite them to say some sort of opening message to you. Perhaps a welcome message, or they love you, or they want to help you. So I'll go quiet in a sec, and can we invite them to say some opening words or some opening message to you? And just allow yourself to receive that telepathically and see what message comes to you now. What's their opening message? And just remember that message. Might feel a little bit like you're making it up, but just go with it. And next I'd like to ask them, what important message do they have for you today? What would they most like to say to you? And see what they say. And again, just notice what words, what messages you received. And can we ask them, do they have some further messages, some other guidance they would like to give you today? And notice what else they say to you. If you're not receiving messages, just enjoy the energies anyway. And I have another question for them. It's a broad question, and the question is this. So what would they like to say about your future? Are you on the right path? Are you more gifted than you yet realize? Is there more that they would like to see you doing in your life and to help other people? So what would they like to tell you about your future, and see what they say. And finally, I'd like to ask them, would they like to help you? Would they be willing to support you? What would they like to say about working with you and helping you to develop and improve your life and help others? So what would they like to say about working with you? And see what they say. And again, if you're getting messages, just remember those messages. And we'd like to thank them for everything they've just done for us. And I'd like to ask them to round off, balance, harmonize, perfect, and seal in the energies for you today. If I could do that over the next 10 seconds or so, just to perfect all those energies. And then with huge thanks to them, you might like to send them your silent thanks as well. We'd like to invite them just to round off with you in some way, so maybe they'll smile or give you a hug or give you a final burst of energy or a final message. So can they round off with you and say goodbye in the last 10 or 15 seconds or so? And then with huge thanks to them, you can allow yourself to gently round off, take a final look at this beautiful scene, knowing that you can, of course, connect with them again in the future. And then bring yourself gently, lovingly back from that beautiful location, back to you being you in your room again, noticing the temperature in the room around you, feeling the chair or the bed against you. And taking a breath, bring yourself gently, lovingly back round to normal awareness, coming all the way back to the present once again. I'll just ring a bell to help bring everybody back. Okay, welcome back everyone. Coming back, opening your eyes. You might feel a little bit spaced out or lightheaded after that. That will normally pass in a few minutes, or if you've got a bit of water or a drink, taking a sip will help to bring you back again. Wow, there's some really lovely energies there. Let me check our host is okay first of all. Jacqueline, are you back with us again?
Thank you. Thank you, Darren. It was really very beautiful. And I think people probably need a few moments to integrate and maybe even to grab a pen and write down some of the information while it's still fresh.
So could you, wonderful idea.
Yes. And so I think this could be a good time to talk about your special offer. If there are people who would like to go deeper and to experience more of this, and then maybe we can, we've got lots of questions. We can circle back.
Okay. I'm just conscious of kind of talking over people while they're busy writing down all the messages and feedback that they received. Can I just,
would you prefer to take a couple of questions first?
I think I probably would rather get some feedback. I know.
Let me, so everyone, please, we'd love your feedback from the meditation if you're ready to give us that. And Darren, I think the best is for us to take a look at some of the questions that had already come in via the webcast page.
Okay.
And let's do that now.
All
I'm
right.
Flipping around screens here, if you can't imagine.
See which questions jump out at you. I know you're skilled at picking the most helpful questions for the group.
Thank you. Amy from Canada wrote in, said, hi there. Could you speak more about the Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary as twin flames? What is their mission in particular in relationship with people's lives?
Okay. There are many other archangels and also many other ascended masters. Ascended masters are people who have lived on the planet as spiritual beings and have chosen to remain around the earth to help people. So Mary is effectively an ascended master, though she's not often referred to as such. Yes, Mother Mary is also a very powerful healer. She often works very closely with Raphael, so hence the idea of the twin flames working together. Mary has a wonderfully powerful, gentle, loving energy. She tends to work particularly with women and children, for kind of obvious reasons, and she is particularly good at helping people to heal emotionally and to be healed on all levels accordingly from that. So, yes, she works very effectively alongside Raphael. And some people call her things like the mother of the angels as well. So she's almost like an honorary angel in that respect. So she is another wonderful being to call on, as indeed would be Jesus, who is a dramatically powerful healer, while we're talking of healing. And when people connect with Jesus, they normally feel incredible bright lights, incredible energy, feel deeply moved, often just tears of joy out of the sheer love that pours through. And the healing from Jesus can be tremendously powerful and dramatic. So yes, they are wonderful beings to call upon to help with healing, as well as Raphael. So thank you for that question, Amy.
You're welcome. And she does ask about them being twin flames. Is there anything you have to say about that, Raphael and Mother Mary?
Let me tune in about that. I haven't heard that mentioned particularly before. That's, to my brain, a slightly unusual twin flaming together. Um, Okay, this is new for me, which is why questions are interesting sometimes. I'm hearing that they both stem from the same highest divine energies. So they're, in simple terms, kind of cut from the same cloth, so to speak. So in that sense, they could be classed as twin flames because they are from the same high divine source. So that may or may not reflect anything that you may have read, but that's the message I'm getting through as a piece, as a new insight today. So obviously we are all from divine realms, but they're saying Raphael and Mary are particularly closely matched in their higher source energy. So that's the answer about twin flames.
Okay. And I just want you to know that we have a number of people writing in very positive comments about the meditation. Jennifer from Toronto, and she did raise the issue of she wondered sometimes whether it was her mind creating.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But she felt that it was very warm and very peaceful. And Joyce from Chicago said she got very strong energy from head to toe within 2 minutes of joining our conversation. And she says you're the real deal. And but you knew that. And Christine from the UK, thank you, and feeling very hot. And she asked Raphael Green, and she writes Zophiel, but it's Jophiel, right? J-O-P-H?
It is, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pink?
Pink is Samuel.
No, Jophiel
is
Green.
Jophiel is Green, so that's correct.
Yes. So I think she was questioning to make sure she had it right. So Raphael and Jophiel with a Joe, both are pink. And yes, if you invite them, I'm sure they'll come in your dreams.
Beautiful.
A number of
have
these
we got
questions.
Anyone sharing messages just out of interest?
I'm sorry, what?
Have we got anyone that's happy to share the messages that they've received?
Not yet, but we can put out that question. I'm just scanning down them through them quickly. Dolly from Lafayette is saying that she needs courage. So you would suggest her calling upon Archangel Michael?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and that courage just kind of comes to you when you need it. So I remember one lady was very nervous about divorce proceedings and concerned she might lose custody of her children. And she called upon Michael for strength, and she said in the divorce proceedings, she stood up, she spoke very kind of passionately and strongly and forcefully, and she quite amazed herself, and she couldn't quite believe that she'd been able to do that, and she emerged happily with custody of the children. So, Michael,
wonderful.
The strength
and
needed
we...
and the courage.
And I didn't mean to cut you off. And we have a message from Kathy and Brandon. You know, and she mentions that her husband passed away and suddenly she was left with quite an enormous debt. Can you tell her which angel can help in a situation like this? This would be on prosperity.
The answer I'm getting is to call upon all of the archangels to help her situation. But they're saying there also needs to be a healing within herself, obviously, after suffering a tragic loss like that. They're saying the healing within herself will help to bring the new prosperity and the miracles into her life. There needs to be a kind of miracles within as well as miracles around her. So call on them all for prosperity, but also call for healing and help with recovering and starting a new phase of her life. And that may be a question that applies to many, so we thank Kathy for asking that question.
Yes, and it does. There are several who have written in about money kinds of questions. Here's one I'll share with you real quickly. Just what does this feel good to you and your angelic guidance? Lydia from Brussels writes in, just this week a psychic on the internet sent me a message telling me that my guardian angel came to her. My guardian angel asked the psychic to write to me and tell me that he wants me to help win the money I've been asking for. This will happen when I pay the psychic. Isn't there a way she can connect with her own guardian angel and receive help from the archangels?
She can call upon them directly. I have to be careful about commenting upon that, but people can probably sense my reservations about responding to that. So, yes, people can go directly to the angels and angelic realms themselves and call upon the help. Would be, I think, probably the most polite way of answering that point.
And of course, we're going to have the replay up right away, and she can listen again to the meditation, I would think, to help connect with her own guardian angel, to help connect with the archangels.
Exactly right. Yes.
Okay. And Jeanette from Vermilion. Says that she's been really focused on her awakening, and she meditates and participates in calls like this, and she's been talking with angels and God, and she's been, and I hope that the meditation answered this for her. Her question actually came in before, but she was asking if there were specific messages for her, and she's not understanding. How do you understand them correctly?
Okay, I was just getting a nudge about the earlier lady, I think it was from Chicago, that was talking about trusting the messages as well. That is a common issue for people when they're starting to communicate with angels, a sense of, am I making this up? Is this real? There's a few things to say there, so to Angela and everyone else that has that question. Probably the most effective way of knowing that it's coming from higher realms is that they will normally talk to us in slightly different words and phrases, and also they will talk to us. They will say things like, you are loved, we want to help you, the next step for you is. Whereas if we were making it up, we would say, I was loved, I am being helped, my next step is. So the fact that they're talking to us is a way of being clear that it is the angelic realm that are communicating with us. So also, some of the words that they use may not be everyday sort of words that we would normally use in our day-to-day conversation. And as you look back over the messages, you may see that there is a certain kind of beauty to the messages. And a third method is that usually, not always, but usually there is a sense of a nice energy accompanying the messages. So some people might feel a warmth in their heart. Some people might feel a peacefulness, a loving kind of energy with the message. Some people hear them as voices talking to them. Some people just receive them almost like telepathically as words. Some people sometimes see the words in their mind's eye. Some people experience it more of a kind of inner knowing, as a kind of feeling and an answer in their heart. So the messages come through to people in different ways, and often sometimes depending on which of the archangels is actually communicating with them. So Michael is normally fairly direct and clear and strong and bold and straightforward language, whereas, say, Jophiel might be more kind of joyful and happy and uplifting, for example, and Zadkiel, the Archangel of Teachers, might be somewhat more mystical with kind of symbols and strange energies and orbs and things around it as well. So the more people communicate with the angels and the archangels, the more you get to know them, and you'll sense the energies and you'll sense their style of communication with them. But, oh, good, there's old Michael again. Oh, good, there's Raphael coming. Okay, that's got a different energy to it. So it's like anything. It's practicing hearing them and getting to know them over time. So I guess if someone spoke to you from a crowd in the audience, you may not necessarily pick up or know who it was, but if they spoke to you again and again over a few weeks and months, you'd soon learn their voice and their style of speaking to you and the tone of their voice. And the same is true of the angels and archangels.
Thank you.
I'm being nudged to ask you if I may, and if you're happy to share, Jacqueline. Maybe the messages are too long or too personal for people to be writing in with them, but did you receive some energies, some messages that you can comment upon yourself? Because you got some wonderful ones last time we spoke.
Yes, less specifically this time, but Metatron's always there, and I felt Raphael, and I have a very strong connection because I've been healing for a long time, and have had a healing practice for a long time. And the one that was kind of new to me was Shmuel.
Mm-hmm.
And actually it was Shmuel that came through first with a very beautiful crystalline pink energy. And just a descent of love, and it was very sweet, very sweet.
Yes.
And I actually got the sense that it wasn't so much about personal relating, that it was actually about the sense of our community. You know, all the people who listen to our programming, and, you know, many are very active in writing in and being connected, being involved, and, you know, suggesting speakers, et cetera. My dream has always been that it would be a community. So I think it was about that. And Raphael was not so much about healing, per se. It was more about... This is something that Zadkiel usually comes through with, but it was more about transformation. And I think it was show-related also, although personal as well. And Metatron just comes through, and I feel him very strong. He's a very strong presence.
Yeah.
You know, big, strong, grounded, there's no mistaking when he's around.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know who's here, and no talking back either. You know, if there's a message, it's not a great time to whine like, oh, I've tried that before, no, or I can't do that. No, and you just go out and do what he tells you.
Yeah.
So I just really felt him kind of come in like a tube of energy. And just standing in that tube of energy.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And there are a couple of short messages, and I don't actually remember what they are right now. And one of our listeners wrote in about the same thing. She said, "What does it mean when you can't remember the message afterwards? It was there, and now it's gone like smoke."
Well, the message may come back to you later on, so you may record it. Some point later in the day, but it's certainly gone to you. It would have been absorbed by your mind and your unconscious, so they have got the message, and you'll be kind of carrying that thought with you. So even if it's not with you consciously, your being has a smile on its face for having received that message and knowing what to do with it, which is okay, because that will guide you forward in appropriate ways. So even if you don't remember it, you've got the message, and it will help you. And that's a beautiful message as well, Jacqueline, the sense of like Shmuel with the love for the whole community, and Raphael with a sense of transformation of perhaps people and the world as well. That's really what we're kind of striving for here. I also had Metatron come through for me as well, and he was saying,
"Oh, please,
keep transmitting energy." So I was just asking for energies to pour through for everybody. I was having a sense of lights coming on all over the world, like people getting the higher energies that they need and lighting up, so like a network of light or even lighter beings expanding all across the world. And he said, keep sending that throughout the meditation so that people get the energies that they need. And as always, his presence is very, very strong and powerful and commanding. So that was lovely to have a sense of people getting the higher energies, as well as the archangel energies, as well as asking for people to receive both on some level. People may or may not have felt that, but we'll have it on trust they have been divinely blessed.
Beautiful, beautiful.
It was nice for me to get messages through while I'm doing the meditation. Sometimes I can do both, sometimes I just hold the meditation, but I was able to do both on this occasion, which is a nice little bonus for me. Talking
very
of
nice.
Bonuses,
yes.
should we come back to talking about how people can develop further if they would like to?
Yes, and if I can just say first, just very quickly, that we've now had a flood of wonderful comments. I won't go into all of them because I'm conscious of our time here.
Yeah.
But there were so many with beautiful messages, some seeing colors, some getting names and
right.
wondering if it was for real, and just many commenting on the beautiful energy and the peacefulness. One person does ask if we can give a super quick answer on this. Jennifer from Toronto asks, who would she call on if she feels lost in her life?
That would be Michael again. Michael is the archangel of life, path, and purpose. So Michael is definitely the one for guidance and the way forward for your life.
Okay, great.
If the path is healing or peace or something else, Michael can point you in the right direction. So call on him for either direct guidance or guidance via signs or messages from other people or in other ways.
Great. And we have people talking about, you know, their bodies vibrating and seeing multiple colors and hearing
wonderful.
The message of being a super angel herself. And
that's
one just very quickly from Paris, I don't know if it's person's male or female, just initials here, having the experience of yawning. And wondering if this was some kind of resistance.
Yawning is often not so much resistance as a release. It's a way of kind of expelling old energies that you can absorb even more of the new energies. So I've had that experience before, so that's fine. That's a good sign. And for everybody else, yes, it does feel like you're making it up. It is almost the first reaction because it's usually so wonderful. But it is real, folks. And the more you do it, the more you come to trust it and believe it. So I'm delighted so many people got such wonderful energies and messages and saw things happening. That's beautiful and wonderful.
And, you know, the same person from Paris also wrote back and said, having a sense of six angels and asking for assistance as an energy healer and saying that she had a wonderful experience. And just, I'm very conscious of time now. Just one more quick question. Know that there were a lot of other ones that came in on the webcast page with wonderful comments. Some were very personal questions. And I'm hoping that we're not disappointing you by not having the time to be able to call on you, that you got the help that you need with the meditation that came through. Christine from the UK. Asking, do we always need to put the white light protection around and inside first and the platinum? She mentions platinum light as well.
The white light is for safety and protection, but it also energizes you to facilitate your connection with the angelic realms. So, yes, the white light is part of the process for connecting that the angels gave to me. The platinum protection is just extra protection as well to make sure even more so that we get the highest and purest, most beautiful beings coming through and working with us. It's just an extra safeguard, the platinum protection. The white light in itself is normally enough, but I like to do both for people, to look after everybody as best as I can.
And the platinum is around the white light, or is it infused into the white light, or is it one and then the next?
The platinum dome I place around the room. So people might be familiar with putting a bubble of light around them for protection to keep out lower or unwanted energies. So I ask for a platinum light around everybody's rooms because that ensures only higher beings and angels and beings of light can come through and work them. So it's a bubble of protection around the room. Platinum is one of the higher colors, even more so than white. So it's just there as extra safeguard and protection for everybody.
Okay,
so,
great.
Yes, you can
thank
do
you.
That if you're healing as well. You can put white light around yourself and put platinum bubble of protection around the room. Why not keep yourself safe and protected?
Good idea. Okay. We'd love to hear about your offer, and we've got some people who are actually on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do? Would you like to take a couple of quick calls on the telephone, or would you like to go into your offer next?
I'm guided. Could we go into the offer and also tell people about the free gifts as well, as people might be hanging on, waiting to hear about those?
Great.
And then we can come back on that, maybe take a couple of calls as well if there's still time. It's really nice to get a chance to speak to people.
Terrific. Thank you.
So this offer is for people that would like to develop your connection with the angels and the archangels and the masters so that you can learn how to do this for yourselves again, so you can receive their beautiful energies, you can receive messages for yourself, and also learn how to do that so you can pass it on to other people like clients, and also receive the help from the angelic realms with healing the past, sorting out current issues in your life, be they financial or otherwise, and being guided forward on the right path, which Jennifer was asking about as well, which applies to many of us. So whatever help, support, guidance you're looking for, it's really building that strong connection. So it's like, wow, I feel loved, I feel supported, I'm getting answers and healing and energies for me. I know what I'm here to do on the planet. They're guiding me to develop this work, make a difference to others, be of service, all of that. I think you all know of which I speak. And it's to help you develop this kind of magical, amazing, extraordinary life rather than just going through life as an ordinary human struggling alone, trying to do it alone, because we live in these exceptional times of higher energies and transformation of the planet. And the angels want to be helping us and helping us to transform our lives and those of others and those of the world. So to help you to do that, we have put together a package that includes not only the home study angel course, which is, as I mentioned earlier, a remarkably effective way of learning to communicate and channel messages and energies from the angels, archangels, and masters and higher realms. It just works like a treat and has been doing so for 10 years, as testified by people all over the world. So that is part of the package, but we've also added some extra things to make it even easier for you to develop your connections. So these include extra workshop and webinars to guide you through the process. There's one on archangels, and there's one on connecting with ascended masters. There's also one of my favorite books, which is about how to welcome and notice a whole variety of different ways in which the angels can help you, different signs, different ways that they can get messages through to you. And a complete package to help you have the sort of connections that you're looking for. And it's there on the website, and you can click through and take a look at that. And Jacqueline, I don't know if you want to give out the link there, or if it's readily available on the website anyway.
Sure.
Go to the link.
Yes, right now we're on a live call, so if you'd like to go right now to the link, it's www.youawakening.com/live. And shortly after we finish this call today, we're going to have the replay ready for you. And when that's ready, just know, and know that this is always true, that you can go to www.youawakening.com/replay. So if we're on a live show, it's /live, and if it's after the show, it's /replay for a period of time.
Okay. So I'm not going to go through all the different elements of the package. Suffice to say, it is a tremendous package to help you develop the connections that you need. And what you may want to know is how the course works. So very briefly, the course consists of a number of modules spread over 10 months. So each module has channeled messages. It has examples from previous students, so you know what to expect. It has exercises to help your life. There are also guided meditations that come with it. So it's designed to be manageable. You do a few hours each month, so even if you're working or a busy person, you can be building your connection month by month. And each month, it progresses further to help you build your connection and help you to develop your life. And it includes sections for those interested in healing about how to bring the angels into your healing work, so you can use them to help other people as well. And it looks at your life path. It looks at healing yourself, healing your past. It looks about protecting your family and helping you in all different areas of your life. And people said to me, oh, it's like getting a birthday present every month. I look forward to the next part of the course coming through. So that's one of the nice things, is because it comes monthly, it encourages you just to do a little bit each month and keep going with it, rather than getting an entire package at once and you start enthusiastically and then you get distracted and it sits on the shelf and you never look at it again. Because it comes through each month, it gives you that little nudge to keep going with it. So it works beautifully and very effectively that way. So you can read through all the details yourself. You can read through all of the beautiful comments there, such as, I learned so much about myself and how to allow the angels into my life. Talking to my angels is so exciting. I found a new path of hope and light. That was Evelyn in Scotland, and there's many quotes there. What I would like to say to you is just imagine this for a moment. Imagine your life with the ability to communicate with the angels, receive messages, receive energies, having miracles happen in your life. And imagine where that could take you through. Imagine how your life could evolve with all that help and support. And imagine carrying on your life as you are, doing it without all of that angelic help and support. Which do you feel would be better for you? I certainly know which one I would prefer, working with the angels and with all that support. It can make such a huge difference. And hopefully if you do take the course, you'll find even within 3 or 6 months, you'll be amazed at what starts happening to you, even within a couple of months. So it can quite literally transform people's lives in all sorts of ways. So, and I invite you to have a look at that and just get a sense as to whether that is right for you. And you might have a feeling of that now. And, of course, people are going to say, well, what about the money? Yeah, I'd love to do it all, Darren, but what about the cost? Well, the good news for you, there's two bits of good news here. The first is it doesn't cost you thousands and thousands of pounds because you know the way these offers work. The entire package is worth around about $870. But, of course, we're making it all available to you at a much more affordable price. And that price is £149 for those in the UK, which is roughly $239, depends on the exchange rate, might be $249. So I think to have all of that ongoing support for the rest of your life and to completely transform your life to one of magic and guidance and miracles and healing and love and transforming you and transforming the planet, I think that's a fairly reasonable price to pay. But there's even more good news than that, which is if you are so guided and click through, you can find that there is also a low-cost monthly installment plan. So you can pay for it by monthly payments to spread the cost out over the 10 months, which makes it even more easily affordable for people, and many people like that route. And the cost, if you pay for it monthly, it works out slightly higher that way. You get a discount if you buy it all in one go. But the cost for the monthly payments is £19.99, which is roughly $34 a month. So $34 a month to have angelic guidance, support, love, miracles, to live an extraordinary life. I hope that that will help to make it affordable for many of you, because we're here to spread that love and support of the angels and to make it available to as many people as possible. So I'd just like to invite you to click through, have a look, see if it feels right, feel it, check with your intuition. I know our minds are likely ask lots of questions and doubts, but trust your guidance, trust your feelings, trust your intuition. If it's right for you, I think you'll be amazed at what comes through. And we do even offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you're not delighted in the first month, you can just let us know and we'll give you a full and complete refund. Because we only want you to do it if it's right for you and if you're getting value from it. So it is a magical, amazing course. So I invite you to take a look at that. And if you go through to take a look as well, you should also see there on the page, I hope I'm correct here, that there's an invitation for you to sign up for a free guide to the angels. And that is actually a beautiful, inspirational book full of channeled messages, true stories from people, angel messages. It's got some beautiful angel pictures in it. It's a really beautiful, inspirational book. And not only do you get that free book, you also get a further 5 free gifts from us as well, which include sample meditations and additional workshops and other exercises that you can be using to help encourage you as well. So I'd like to invite everybody who's interested in learning more about the angels to go through and help yourself to your free angel book and those other 3 gifts, whatever you do. And to those of you that feel inspired, then if it feels right for you, help yourself to the course and enjoy all the magic and miracles and love and wonderful things that come through. So you'll know if it's right for you. I'll leave it with you to decide for yourselves. So thank you, Jacqueline, for the opportunity to share this work. So I just wanted to share the love, the inspiration, the help of the angels so that it can go out all over the world helping lots and lots of people.
Oh, you're welcome. And it's such a full and rich program and so empowering. This is the sort of program that you go through deeply, and then it's on your shelf, and you can always go back and refresh, but your life will shift. I just wanted to confirm that we've got the right bonuses here. We have the secret language of angels, angel visions, the money masterclass, and 2 online workshops with you.
That's right.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Terrific.
That's the perfect package, yes. And the Secret Language of Angels is the book I talked about that helps people to welcome in all sorts of different signs and the ways, different ways that angels can be helping them. And it's got over 100 stories and examples from people as well, which is very inspirational to read. And once you read that, you'll start noticing all sorts of things happening in your life. And once you do the course, it's a gift that's with you, and it stays with you. So, very quickly, people were asking about debt. I know one lady that came through my program was around £70,000, that's about $100,000 in debt, because one of her business partners had run off with the money and done lots of naughty things with the business. So she was stuck with a business that she was forced to run just to keep paying off all the creditors. Couldn't see any possible way out of this, and she came through the program. And within 18 months, the debt was magically completely cleared for her. She was able to start a new career. She met a man. She fell in love. They got a house together, started a family, had a beautiful, healthy new boy, loved the job, loved the marriage, loved the family, and finances completely cleared up. And she said that it was through the support of the angels. She felt love. She knew that whatever was coming up, whatever changes might take place, the angels would guide her and assist her. And it just flows and unfolded. And if anyone had told her she'd go from stuck with $100,000 worth of debt in a business she didn't like to this happy, joyful, beautiful life with a bouncing blue-eyed baby and new man and new life free of debt in the space of 18 months, she would never have believed it was possible. So sometimes things happen incredibly quickly for people. Sometimes it's a sense of evolving over time, but that is a tremendous change, an example of what's possible. I'm hearing in my ear from the angels that they can work even faster these days because the energies are so much higher. So just a little example of the difference it can make to people's lives, and you end up, as I am, just so much happier, feeling like, wow, I found my place in the world, I'm doing what I love doing, this is my path, it's a joy to help others, and life is beautiful and wonderful and miraculous and amazing, and that's there for you.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
The invitation is there for everybody. So enjoy the free gifts and the free book. And to those of you who do take the course, I look forward to hearing some of your feedback because it invites you to send feedback through to me halfway through and at the end of the course as well. So that'll be lovely to hear what's been happening for you.
Thank you, Darren. And I know we've run long today. Can you still take a call or two on the phone?
I'm happy to take 1 or 2 calls. Always happier to take calls that will interest all of our listeners rather than individual guidance, if preferable. But I'll let you be guided to whatever questions come through.
Okay. So I'm calling on a caller from New Mexico, and I'm unmuting you now. Hello?
Hi, it's Christiana. Sorry,
hi,
I have you on speakerphone.
Yes,
so,
that's right.
Thank you for calling. Say hello to Darren and your question.
Hello. Yes. Why is it that my 10-month-old baby girl can see angels and I can't? I know she can see them.
What a wonderful question.
Yes, thank you.
The answer is that many advanced souls are choosing to be born on the planet at this time because they know that the world is getting lighter and the world is being transformed. So they are going to be the new generation to take things on to even higher levels. So, yes, there are many, many, many gifted children on the planet who can see angels, who actually sometimes have healing gifts, are able to do magical things, are hugely interested and comfortable with this, and who will turn out to be just amazing souls. So, yeah, even more so, love and appreciate your amazing daughter because she is going to be doing wonderful things in the world in the future. Those of us who are a bit older, from an older generation, we might have had that sense of connection perhaps when we're younger. A lot of people tell me they've had a sense of being connected with angels when they're children. But we may have been talked out of it, told not to be so silly, it's not real, all of that sort of stuff. So society may have conditioned us out of it and then gradually we'd come back later on. So you may be able to see angels. You certainly will do during meditations. Seeing them standing in the room with you is still a little bit of a rarity and something of a gift, but many children do indeed see angels around you. But that's why, because they're more loving, high, advanced souls that are coming to take the planet forward to even more wonderful, higher levels. What a beautiful question. Thank you for that.
Well, Cindy, you're welcome. I just wondered if there was something that I was not doing that she is doing, because I've been meditating for years and have been trying to see the angels forever. And ask them in, I can... you know, hear them, but of course I still question them, you know, and question whether it's just my own mind stepping in and
I was just getting the message that actually you're more attuned to hearing them rather than seeing them. Mm-hmm. So kind of run with the gifts, appreciate what you have. Some people hear them more than others, some people see them more, and some people kind of feel the energies much more strongly. And people will tend to have one stronger suit. So my strongest suit is actually hearing them and getting the messages through. So I don't see them as clearly as some other people do. So I was just getting a message there. Yes, your gift is to hear them. Go with that. I say occasionally you will get glimpses of them. So keep an open mind for it, but stop kind of like stressing and demanding it and being anxious with it. Go with the flow. Appreciate what you have. And hey-ho, you might be surprised sometimes at what does come through for you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, and much love to all of you.
Thank
you. Okay,
well,
bless you.
Great question. You know, my little kitten sees them, too.
Oh, really?
Yes, Metatron came through just before our show began today, and she came into my office, was bounding up on my desk, which I have set up a little stool to a chair to a desktop, and then all of a sudden she, like, flattened down and looked up, you know, like at the big presence. And that's happened other times too. Okay, so just
feel the energy. I often have people saying, cats come and jump on their laps when they're doing a meditation with me. Because animals are super sensitive and they're not daft. They'll come and grab the energies as well when they can. I'm not surprised your cat sees angels around you in your home, Jacqueline, given your connection with them. That's beautiful to hear.
Thank you. So I didn't say that to be personal, but just, you know, look to our animals. We're going to have a show next week about how animals can really help us in our evolutionary path. You know, that they're here to help. So that was just mentioning that quickly, that our animals may be sensitive and may be gods. Okay, just one more quickly, because I know we've gone really long today.
Yes.
So I'm calling on someone from Framingham, Massachusetts. Just say hello and ask your question, please.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Hello. Welcome.
Hello. My question is, I wasn't able to do the whole meditation because my kid's doctor called, and I had to take the call regarding some lab results. So my question is, do I have any, are there any specific messages from a particular archangel? Because I worked with many for many years. Archangel Michael has saved my life at least 3 times, twice in a car accident and once when I literally fell off a mountain. And lately I just have not been able to hear or feel or sense or anything, and I feel completely bereft, that I feel like almost that I'm blocked, that I cannot communicate with them.
Okay. Well, it's wonderful you've been saved in the past. Obviously, we would want to get you reconnected as well. It's interesting that you were interrupted just when you had the chance to reconnect with them as well. I'm kind of getting a sense of an answer for you and for other people that might feel a little bit blocked as well. So just let me tune into this, because it's kind of like a split answer for you and for others. So what do I want to say here? Okay, that's interesting. They're saying that they, in general, want us to kind of step up to do more, even more than we have been doing already. Because I know there are many people out there doing wonderful healing and all sorts of things to help the world. So there's a sense of they would like you to think about what you're doing with your life, how you could be of greater service, and invite them to help you to lift your vibration, lift your life to a whole new level. So the reason for not working with you is to kind of test your commitment to going to the next level and to working with them even more deeply. And they're saying, in terms of passing on the message to others, won't apply to everybody, but they're also saying that the invitation goes out to invite other people to step up, to work even more closely with the angels so that they can do even more to help others and the world. So, coming back to you, does that resonate? Does that make sense to you on some level?
Well, it does, but at the same time, I'm just having crises in every aspect of my life at this moment, and I was a concert pianist, and then I had to stay home with sick kids, and then I started going back to giving concerts, and as I was a Reiki master as well, I send healing energy through the music, so I'm hoping, you know, people get a real healing when they listen to a concert. But then I injured my finger severely, and I had to cancel concerts for 6 months, and it's I'm playing now, but with pain, and I'm very confused as to, am I really on the right path? Are the healing concerts really what I'm supposed to do? Because here I have this injury that I can't even heal myself.
Okay. Starting to get into a lot of specifics there, but whenever we have lots of problems in our lives, that is a sign that we need to evolve. We need to heal ourselves on some level, not just the physical level, but to kind of learn the lessons that life is throwing at us. And then we're able to move on to the higher level. So to me, that seems to confirm the message that they're asking you to think about stepping up to a whole new level. So the message I'm getting for you is to simply pray to them to help you to step up, to move forward with your life, and to resolve all of the issues in your life in a beautiful way that enables you to move forward, whether it's doing those beautiful sounding healing concerts or not. So it's like a commitment prayer saying, yeah, guide me forward. I'm happy to serve in higher ways. Please help me to deal with all of these issues. Please come back to me. Please lead me forward with my life. And that is a prayer that can also apply to perhaps many others listening to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
To get
much.
More
That's
detail than
helpful.
That, we'll take. Okay. So
Thank
I'd love
you
to
for
give
calling
you more information, but it will take much longer to get down to specifics and all of those points. So I hope that calling them in will help you to see the miracles and see things shifting in your life. And thanks for the questions. I think that many people will be interested in those thoughts and questions and answers.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Jacqueline, it's been a beautiful energy working with you this evening, and wonderful to hear the feedback from people. It's been an absolute joy and delight being here. I'm happy it seemed to have helped so many people. Like you, I'm conscious of time, so I don't know if there's anything else that you would like to cover.
Well, I would just, our last caller, I know she missed the meditation, and I'd like to say to her and to all others, we will have the replay up very shortly, and you can fast forward and listen to the meditation again and again, and there's a lot of other wisdom and very practical information. We kind of zoomed along,
yes.
Making this a very content-rich call, as well as one with a beautiful meditation. And honestly, the offer is really, really tremendous. It's just so full and rich. So what I'm saying is there's a lot here, so... I will commit now to give this replay an extended period of time. It'll be up at least a couple of weeks. So feel free to go back again and again. And, yeah. Okay.
So, I would say to people as well, help yourself to the free gifts, because one of the free gifts is also a beautiful Archangel meditation as well. So people are welcome to download that and use that as often as they wish as well. And... click through. It's there on the offer page, the free guide to angels. You click on that, you get the beautiful book and the free meditation and other free gifts as well, so people can be enjoying those as well.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Darren, is there anything else you'd like to say in closing?
Well, I always appreciate the interest of everybody that's here, tuning in, listening to this. The angels and the divine are always delighted when people take an interest and are developing their connection with them, because they so love us and so want to help us. So they just urge everybody to keep calling on them, keep developing your connection with them, whether that be via yourself or whether you feel called to do the program, however you're going to do it. Keep calling them in, because there's a lot of changes and a lot of transformation to get the planet to where we would all like to see it, which is a place full of love and joy and peace and wonderful lives for everybody upon the earth. And the angels want to be helping us to enhance our lives and help make a difference to the whole planet. So thank you for listening, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed everything that's transpired, and hope you'll continue to call on the angels and let them guide you and bless you. And I send you my love and blessings to everybody as well.
And Darren, thank you so much for being with us again and sharing so generously, your gifts and your skills and your love, and I just appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, Jacqueline. And once again, love and blessings to everybody. May you all be hugely blessed by the angels, archangels, and the divine. God bless you all.
Yes, and the same for me. And until the next time, take care, be well.